a complete homage to Michael Jackson without making it sound hokey. This motherfucker did it.
So
just
what? So
bobbing
what,
your head.
It went like, Bruno Mars.
So yeah. So moving right along. I guess then Dead End Hip Hop album review, The Weeknd, Beauty Behind the Madness. Now, before we get into the review, I'm not even going to plug our stuff. I'm just going to say, this is our channel. We decide what we want to review. And we decided to review The Weeknd because me and Mike fucking love this album. So if y'all have a problem, don't fucking watch. If you want to watch, then enjoy the fucking review. I'm just saying, man.
Gangsta.
Let me tell y'all a little backstory about Weeknd and kind of, I guess, the bond me and Mike have regarding Weeknd music. So back in 2011 or 12 or 13 sort of ish when Weeknd started releasing his trilogy, my brothers put me on. And when I first heard Weeknd, I thought The Dream, because obviously the melodies, the somberness of the music, I didn't dive in. But once I dove in, I was like, oh, this dude is doing something completely different. So me and Mike went over there to his desk. We started chopping it up. I'm like, yo, you need to check this dude out. I don't know if you really deal with R&B and stuff like that, but you know, just check him out, man. He's pretty dope. He's like, all right. I thought nothing of it. To my surprise, Mike came back about 2 or 3 days later. He's like, yo, this motherfucker's dope. And I'm like, he didn't elaborate or anything. So I was just kind of like, maybe he's not really feeling like that, but it is what it is. We haven't talked Weeknd much since then. So when this album came out, like the day it came out, Mike texted me and he was like, yo, did you listen to The Weeknd? So
I thought it was bizarre that y'all was like, yeah,
bruh,
I had no clue.
Bruh, like, cause he came out the blue with it. And I'm like, damn, if this nigga hit me up about it, it has to be dope. I don't text anybody about shit. I was like, man, I gotta tell somebody about this shit. So as soon as I had the time, which was the same night, I checked it out, listened to it the next day, and I had to text him back. I'm like, yo, this is Weeknd's best work, hands down. My favorite project before this one was House of Balloons. And the reason why is because I love how Weeknd can tell a story from beginning to end. And every song takes you through a different emotional high. His lyrics add to that. He's not the most powerful singer. He's not gonna blow you away with his pipes and overpowering. No, he uses his voice as another instrument with the beats, which is crazy.
Does he write his own music?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he writes all of his own music. But all of my friends, I'm like, look, when I listen to this, it reminds me exactly of House of Balloons for this reason. It is a story about a girl from the beginning. Real life, he's talking about how his mom wants him to have a real girl, like have a real life, stop messing with all of these fast chicks, but he knows he's not built for loving. Second track, Losers. In the hook, he's talking about, you know, you're being qualified to me and how, you know, like, I didn't go to school. School's for lame people. And to me, this was the introduction to this girl that he's met, right? So then you go to Tell Your Friends. So now tell you, by the way, this is my favorite track, Tell Your Friends, because I relate to this track because I'm somewhat of a flamboyant person. I'm kind of out there. I get it from my daddy. I'm sorry. It's just how it is. So that song is kind of like, hell yeah, bitch, go tell your friends. You see this? Look at all this shit that's happening, these coke lines, all of this shit. And look at my crazy lifestyle. Go tell your friends and let's be friends so we can all do this shit together. You know what I'm saying? And then he goes to Often. So now in the hook, this chick that he's met is now asking him, do you do this every day? Nah, bitch, I do this often. Bitch, I do this shit often. So now it goes to The Hills. Another, and I just love, again, I love how artists are so introspective. Album titles correlate with the story in the album. He calls it The Hills because this whole scape that he's building you is happening in California. These are the hills. Then this chick that he meets, you know that she's promiscuous. She has another dude. That's why he's creeping, because your man is on the road doing promo. The rest of the album talks about different emotions that he's going through while dealing with this girl. Like, Can't Feel My Face. At this point, he don't give a fuck about your dude and this, that, whatever. I've fallen in love with the wrong girl again. And he's open and he knows and he understands that this is his cycle. Dark times, you know, he explains how when he's going through his dark times that he is not somebody that you want to be around. And he also talked about that in the hills. Like, when I'm fucked up, it's the real me. The Weeknd understands, like, yo, I am a drug addict. I fuck these bitches. I live a fast life. And you're not going to be around in about a month or two. So enjoy yourself and get on. And that's the shit I love about The Weeknd, because his shit is so pimp. Like, this motherfucker, he don't give no fuck. But he makes it sound so amazing. And then the Michael Jackson influences and the music, just beginning to end. This is probably one of the most cohesive projects. Like, Weeknd makes cohesive projects, which is the reason why I didn't like Kissland, because that shit did not sound cohesive. But everything else, the trilogy and this, oh my God, it is one of the best albums I've ever listened to. And you're talking about a kid that grew up on Michael Jackson's. I had the 45s, bro. I had 45s as a kid. My mama bought me them. I used to listen to Mike. So when I heard this guy on In the Night, man, yo, the Michael Jackson influences, the music, everything is just so fucking dope on this. I play it nonstop, man. This is an amazing project.
Basically, he touched on everything I would have said. It was one of those things where, like, a lot of people recommend me music, but to be honest, if you want to call me a pretentious asshole, you can. I don't really take them all that seriously. I definitely went and checked him out when Ralph said. But the reason I hadn't really given him a shot before that was because he was so affiliated with Drake. I thought The Weeknd was another Drake, so I was like, I don't really care to hear this. Finally was like, okay, let me at least give this a shot and just see. I listened to House of Blooms, and I was like, the fuck? Who? And I don't buy modern R&B.
Listened to it back then, and not recently, right?
No. This was back when we worked together.
Okay.
We were downtown. Yeah, we were downtown. He told me about this. So I listened to House of Blooms, and I was like, damn. Who is making R&B like this? Like, this is the kind of shit I can get behind, because it's not just your stereotypical, you know, I love you girl bullshit. Like, this dude, he can write songs that's really just about fucking chicks and doing drugs. Shit that I would not really find to be that interesting in your music, but he does it so fucking well. And the thing about it is, I could see girls just being like, oh my God, I love The Weeknd. I can't wait to meet him. But he's writing songs like, you ain't shit. Yes. But if you still want to kick it.
Exactly.
That's that pimp shit.
Yes.
Pimp shit.
I'm that nigga with the hair talking about fucking bitches, popping pills, living life so trill. And if an average chick can be like, I still want to hang out with you. Yep. You got a special talent. You got a special talent. What I loved about House of Blooms was that it was so dark. It was catchy and it was just creative as hell. And this album has all of those elements, but more real life. Just the melodies that he comes up with and his voice. I mean, I don't necessarily want to disagree with you, but at the same time, I think his voice is really powerful. I think he has range. The way he can just carry a melody so well. And then when he hits those high notes, it's real life. Oh.
I'm just saying, it's just not booming. It's not like
he's
a
not
Whitney, right?
Loud.
Exactly.
Right.
He's just not a booming voice.
Yeah.
But he has extreme control.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Exactly. His voice doesn't sound above the music. It just blends in so perfectly. And that's a sign of somebody with a great voice. He doesn't have to be yelling. He ain't trying to Kirk Franklin this shit. I don't even know if I have a favorite track, because I literally listen to this album at least three times a week. At least three times a week I listen to this album, because it's that fucking good.
I'm not trying to throw no promo, but it's like Pringles, once you start, you can't stop. Like, it's literally that good. Once you start playing it, because I have favorites on this, and I'll go to them, and then I'll just let the whole thing play, because it's like, there's no point of skipping around.
There's not a single track on here I think is bad.
Oh, no, not at all.
Not a single track.
Not at all.
And but the thing is, some of them are better crafted than others. Like, I think Real Life is an extremely well-made song. I think Tell Your Friends, because that was the first song I heard, because it had a video. And I was like, oh shit, Weeknd's got a new project out. Let me go check this out. I was blown away. And again, he's talking about shit that's not really that interesting to me, but he just does it so well. And when it gets to that hook, go tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
That shit is so tight.
Shout out to Kanye for producing
it. Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah, Kanye did a damn good job on that song.
It's a sample that he took. And when I heard the sample and how Kanye flipped it, I said, yeah, this is why Kanye is a genius.
Mm-hmm. Then you got songs like Can't Feel My Face and In the Night. And those are two songs I did not expect on this album. And apparently Can't Feel My Face is an older track. I just didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was released before this album was released. but I never heard it.
Yeah, I never heard it.
Until this project. And I was loving it. And then when it got to that song, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. How do you do this? How do you make a complete homage to Michael Jackson without making it sound hokey? This motherfucker did it. Those two songs sound like the second coming of Michael Jackson, and they sound perfect. Like, if you can put those songs on and not seriously want to get up and be like, so just what, so bobbing what, your head, there's something
like,
wrong
with you. Like Bruno Mars?
So moving right along. Even songs like Acquainted, sorry. That song isn't great content-wise or concept-wise. It, to me, is almost corny concept-wise. But the way he does it makes that song fucking great because it fits so well in with the album. Because, I mean, you think about it, that whole idea of, you know, I'm not going to be in love, but girl, I'm so glad we're acquainted. You know, if somebody else said that, I'd be like, ah, come on. The way he does it, the way he blends it, the way he says it is just so incredible. If the production he picks, he's just so technical, and he makes everything sound so perfect. He has this attitude, like he's just so unapologetic about everything, about his style with the fucking dreadlock pompadour shit, his activities with fucking random girls, and being completely open with the fact that I'm not gonna fall in love with you, with his avid drug use. He fly out talks about doing lines of coke. And the thing about it is, he's not even, it's not even like he's glamorizing. He's just like, this is my life, real life. This is my life. This is what I do. And if you don't like it, hey, that's cool, but that's not going to change me. Even the way he makes his music, it's just like, nobody sounds like this. And he's not concerned with that. He's just concerned with putting out a project that, to him, is what he wants to put out there. And I agree with you. Kiss Land, I still think it was an okay project. It wasn't great, and I was a little bit disappointed by it. This album, I can't say a bad thing about it. There's nothing wrong with this album. It's fucking great.
That's crazy.
Every year I do a top 20 non-hip-hop projects. There's no fucking way this won't be on there. There's no way. There's no way, because it's just so fucking good. He's one of the best doing it. He's seriously one of the best doing it. But I don't even know what to say about this. I think this project is fucking incredible.
There's only been a couple of albums that I said is like flawless or perfect. The only one that I remember on camera truly saying that was The Roots Undone. This is right there. This is more flawless, more perfect than that. this is his best work. Mm. His other shit was dope as fuck. Like when I really started listening to this, I was feeling conflicted, because before this, House of Balloons, hands down, was my favorite project. And then like 3-4 listens in to this one, I'm like, oh well, I don't know. Maybe this is my favorite. But no, I still love House of Balloons. Fuck that. This is my favorite project, man. The Weeknd, if you watching, we're probably not gonna review many more of your albums. But I tell you like this, if you continue to get better and the next one is as good as this, we're gonna have to. Because look, man, I don't know what to tell you. We're more so of a hip hop channel. You're fucking dope as fuck, bro. Keep fucking them hoes, doing that coke. Keep you and your homie Lamar, keep robbing them niggas for them Jordans and flip them shits for another coke line, my nigga. Do live your life and make a dope ass album about it, and we might make a review about it. R&B is going what I feel hip hop was going through in the 2000s right now. You are what R&B should be. That's all I'm gonna say.
Let's just be honest, man. This says a lot that we're reviewing this shit on our channel. Like,
it's a project that we just wanted to talk about.
Right.
And like he said, there probably won't be a lot more of these. This is probably a one-off, but we talked about this project so much, and there's no denying that there's a hip-hop influence to this album. So it's just like, fuck it, why not? Like, if you guys, like he said, if you don't like it, you don't have to watch the review. This project, to me, is one of the most creative pop R&B projects that I think I've ever heard. And again, I don't listen to modern R&B actively. You know, I'm an older man. I listen to older R&B. I think it's a lot deeper than some people are giving it credit. The Weeknd really went deep and put together something just absolutely beautiful, dark, creative, and still accessible if you really give it a shot. Weeknd, I'm actually glad you broke away from Drake, because I think if you hadn't, I probably would have never really gave this that much of a shot. And did you take that as a shot, by the way, where he says, I don't even wear white, I'm like a racist. Mm-hmm. These niggas don't know who, like, was he talking about Drake? And tell your friends about it?
Wait.
Yeah, you gotta go back and listen.
What was the line?
Because Drake took shots at Weeknd.
Right.
So, and Weeknd, we never really heard a response.
I meant to ask you, because I've only heard Drake's side of the situation. Uh-huh. I never heard the Weeknd side. Yeah. I never really researched it like that. But when I heard him say that shit, something along the lines of XO niggas ain't the ones to be fucked with. And then he said, I'm never wearing white. I'm like a racist. I was like, wait a minute. Is he talking about Drake? Nobody else that I've talked to about this album has ever caught that or said anything about it. So I don't know if this is just me creating shit.
On this album, there's a lot of things you could take and kind of run with.
Details.
Yes, details that he, little gems that he leaves, and bits and pieces of the album that you can run away with. I didn't think about it from the Drake perspective, but knowing that history and knowing the fact that he never really addressed it does not surprise me that I believe it is about Drake.
If you go back, almost every live shot I saw, Drake was wearing white, like all white, head to toe white. And that's why I was like, why would you single out the color white just randomly like that in a song and then go say, tell your friends about it? And I'm like,
and after the line, XO niggas ain't nothing to fuck
with. I'm never wearing white. I'm like,
that's racist.
Go tell your friends about it. Drake, go tell your friends about it. This album is so detailed. It's so detailed. But yes, I ain't got shit else to say. This album is amazing. Please hurry up and drop this shit on wax. I need to buy this. I love this shit. We'll be right back.